to hear about how your family came to El Paso in the first place.
Well, when my mother and father, and they were, they met up in New Mexico through her family. They introduced my mother and father. My mother had been living in Phoenix, and actually she had asthma, and she could live either in Arizona or here in El Paso. And so she was 34, my father was 40 when they married, and they moved to El Paso, and that's how I came to be in El Paso. And I was born November 27th, 1922, in the old Providence Hospital.
Yeah, and well, that's been around a long time.
Yeah, 76 years.
That's probably our first hospital.
Yes, Well, Hotel Dew is older, but it was a Catholic hospital, and actually Dr. was my mother's doctor, and he delivered in Providence.
Back then, if people wanted to have a baby and not have it in the hospital, who would help out with the birth?
They would have it at home, and a doctor would come to the house. In fact, I was born in the hospital, but my three sisters and brother were born at home.
Did they use anybody to help with the birth except a doctor and a nurse?
Just the doctor. Dr. delivered.
That's pretty good. This seems like a pretty civilized area, because
in
more rural areas, sometimes there's a person that's not qualified, I mean, not medically qualified.
Midwife, yeah.
Have you ever heard any other terms from midwife?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term granny woman?
I beg your pardon?
Granny woman?
I've heard them, but I don't know of any in El Paso.
But that's the same as a midwife, huh?
I would say so, yeah. It sounds like maybe the hills of West Virginia or something like that.
Okay.
Or in the deep south where they had rural areas where they had to depend upon each other.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about your education?
Well, let's see. I went to El Paso schools until I was in the fifth grade and had very good teachers. Then we moved to Clint. And I went there until I was a sophomore in high school. Then my mother died when I was 14. And then I went here and there until I graduated from high school in Isleta High. And then I finally got 4 years of college. And I planned to do social work. But what I didn't realize was that social work takes you out at all hours. And you're not your, you know, you can't count on certain hours, because these children, if you're working with children, they have a tendency to be abandoned and all kinds of things, and you're called out in the middle of the night. So that didn't work. That wouldn't work at all with a family.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and got a lot of education courses and taught for 20 years.
Mm. What subjects did you teach?
I taught elementary third graders, for the very reason that I wanted to be out and free when my children got home. I didn't want to have to sponsor clubs or all those things that high school teachers do.
Right.
Yeah. And it works out very well raising a family if you're in the primary, because your children leave at 2:45 and you're ready to go home at 3:30. No problem.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What religion are you?
Presbyterian.
The person who leads the service in a Presbyterian church is known as the...
What?
The person who leads the service is the...
You mean the pastor or the preacher?
Is that what you call him, the pastor?
I think so. At least that's all I've ever heard. Pastors.
You don't call them ministers?
Yeah, I guess they could, but you would say, like, he's a minister.